When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
YouTube, what's going on? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. You already know the vibes. MGBookstore.com. Pick up the books. Shout out to Byron23 in the comments. Hit that like button. Subscribe. Share with your people. And hit that bell for notifications. Are you on it today in the comments, Byron? Oh, Byron, you really on it. Join the MG Mortgage Academy so you can attend tomorrow's call. Definitely want to do that. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. We got a deal analysis call tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But today, first of all, hold on. All my realtors, you know what I like to do. All my realtors, loan officers, type in comments where you from, your information, what market you are servicing. You already know the vibes because I want to make sure you see the JM Davis Group is already on it. Jamil Davis, Realtor Associate Broker, there in Atlanta, Georgia. Hit him up, y'all, in Georgia. You see, free promo. You never know. All right. So look, today we're gonna talk about a topic that I don't even think I've covered here on Rants and Gems or my YouTube or even my Instagram pages. I want to talk a little bit of wholesaling, right? Now, I don't do wholesaling. I've wholesaled a few deals, but I'm not a wholesaler, right? I've purchased from wholesalers. Shout out to all the wholesalers. But I figured, you know what? Let's have a good conversation about the wholesale game, how to get started. And I'm bringing on a special guest, right? So my guy right here, Mr. Abram Mitchell, right? He's one of the youngest bosses in charge in this whole real estate game. 26 years old, over 200 real estate transactions in just 5 years. He went from wholesaling to now he's developing and building homes. So we're going to get into his story of how he transitioned from wholesaling. He's going to break down wholesaling for us and developing and building homes. So first things first, I need you all to throw some gems in the comments. Let's give a warm welcome to my guy, the youngest in charge, Mr. Abram Mitchell. Abram, yes, welcome sir. To the show, my brother.
Yes, sir. What's good? What's good?
What's going on? Representing Louisiana in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Checking in the bottom of the map.
The bottom of the map.
In the booth checking in, y'all know.
So, yo, look. do me a quick favor. Under your name, put your Instagram. Is there a section where you can, like, change it and add your Instagram to it, too? So that way people joining or watching this on a replay, they already see. You see how mine says MG, then under it, MG the Mortgage Guy?
I think because I'm on Safari and not the app.
Oh, yeah. It's all good.
Oh, wait. Edit name and headline.
Yeah, try it.
Abram.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that everybody knows because I know they're going to be in the comments after you drop all the gems. What's his Instagram? How do we follow him? How do we tap in with him?
We got you.
I want to make sure that, like, look at the screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get your face. Let me get that.
There we go. Look, bro, first of all, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for giving your time today. I know you're very busy, but you're in the Nashville Tennessee market, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you get started in real estate?
So I'm going to take it all the way back. I started off in college. So I was at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. And basically, I was having a conversation with my uncle. So my aunt, she married this guy. And it's a reason why I tell a story like this, because I seen her when she was with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And I saw what he did. And then she got with this guy, my uncle, and married him. And he was doing real estate. And that was my first time ever seeing somebody like doing real estate. Like, okay, they got somebody that I could reach, that I could get access to, that's doing something that nobody in my family, nobody I'm hanging around ever even talked about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I've always been like a kid that's curious. Eventually I start asking them, like, you know, asking them questions about real estate. You know, like, what, how can I get in? You know what I'm saying? How can I start doing that? And then eventually that let, hold on, my dog's barking right now. Hey, be quiet. Be quiet. Stop barking. Stop. I don't know if y'all can hear that. But
now we hear.
I was trying to ignore him. He kept getting louder. I'm like, hold up. They're going to miss the whole story. So,
nah, it's all good.
So basically that led to me asking him, like, how you getting the real estate? What you doing? And then the first convo, he starts saying, well, you need to focus on getting your credit up, you know, start stacking you some money. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'm in college. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to work on trying to save up, start doing credit eventually. And then eventually I'm going to just skip some steps. I start college my freshman year. And I remember I flew out to visit him and I seen one of the houses he was building. I was like, God damn, I'm in love with real estate. I want to start building houses one day. I come back, I go to college for that first year, broke, ain't got a job. I tell this story. If you see me on another podcast, you and me talk about getting rounding up my friends and everybody throwing $5 in the tank so we can make it home. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, we all been there. We all been there.
Thanks. You know what I'm saying? I left my wallet home on the date. All that. Did that. You know what I mean? So I did all that. I did that. You know what I mean? Oh, I ain't got my wallet. So boom. That first year, I'm like, nah, I'm tired of being broke. I come back for my second year. I end up getting a job that summer. Hated that. And that's when I started off in my glass business. So I realized the summer of 2017, I did not want to work a job anymore. I'll never do it again. I was a fry cook, and I was like, I'm good on that. So then I come back my sophomore year, and I start a glass business where I repair windshield, rock chips on windshields. So if you ever riding up the street and a truck kick up a rock, boom, your windshield crack, and it start running, well, I know how to fix those. Anybody could do it. It's literally one of the best hustles if you just somebody that's trying to make something out of nothing. Like, literally, you could buy a kit for $150. And in my case, my case scenario, I partnered with a full-service car wash. So the reason I go to a car wash, because a lot of cars pull up there. And if you know anything about a full-service car wash, that's like the old days. That's when you pull up, you get out, they vacuum your car, they put it through the car wash, and you come get it at the end. So I closed the deal with someone that owned the car wash. It's crazy because car wash owners are technically in real estate. I closed the deal where I paid him $500 a month to post up on his lot all day, every day. And
wait, hold on. So you worked out a deal with the owner of the car wash. I'm going to pay you rent, basically.
Yeah.
Just let me sit here and talk my shit, basically.
Yeah. Let me sit here. Let me do my, I ain't going to get in your way. You don't get in my way. You feel me? I'm a repair these windshields. So I'm going to provide a service to your people. Now, some car wash owners caught on and they hired somebody to do it for them. Because now I'm going to talk about the money that I made doing this as a college student, 20 years old. So rock chips, it take like 5-10 minutes for me to repair it. Most insurance companies cover this free of charge. State Farm, Geico, Progressive. You got full coverage insurance, they cover your windshield, because most of the time when your windshield gets damaged, it's because of a road hazard. So your insurance cover that. So every time I close somebody, insurance paid me $75 to $80 every time. So imagine I closed five of them in a day. I made $375 in one day in college. You feel me? So I remember my first time going to the car wash and making $280. And that was like the biggest, like, I'm like, okay, everything is alive. Like, I don't have to go slave for this $10 an hour. No offense to anybody that got a job, but at the end of the day, I knew it was for me. It wasn't working for somebody. You feel me? And I was like, damn, I just made $280 in a day. So I didn't have days where I didn't make $1,000 in a day, literally repairing windshields. Literally repairing. There go the dogs again. Somebody that didn't got home, but I'm gonna walk and talk. Literally repairing windshields. And that's how I paid for rent in college. Okay. There we go. All right. No more interruptions now. So that's literally how I paid my rent in college. Cause whenever I moved out for campus and I wasn't doing the dorm thing, my parents was like, I mean, if the loan don't cover it, then you covering it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I did that my first year. And this is where it relates to real estate. So it's great, it's good. At the end of the day, if you ain't growing, you're dying. I read that in the book before too. And I start realizing, damn, I'm out here in this hot ass sun, 90 plus degree weather. This gets seasonal, you know, in the cold season, people don't come get their car wash. And I just don't see me becoming a multimillionaire doing this. It's great, you know, being in college, being able to make, you know, $1,000 in a day sometimes. I'll make, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 in a month. That's usually what I made. But I knew it's something bigger. So boom, call up Uncle again. And I'm just talking with him. And I was like, man, I think I'm gonna open up a fireworks stand. And then he was like, nah, don't do that, bro. It's too hands-on. You're doing stuff that's too much hard work. You need to get in real estate. And then he mentioned wholesaling. So he was like, they got this 19-year-old that's in this summer of 2018, y'all. So okay. Summer of 2018, he was like, yeah, they got this 19-year-old that just made $100,000 wholesaling real estate. And I'm like, all right, keep talking like that, dude. Now he was like, you don't need any credit or license. Like, you can actually get into real estate without none of that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, why you ain't lead with this 2 years ago when I asked you about it?
Yeah.
So then, boom, eventually he sent me a video. I looked at that video. And I just instantly just like, how you do anything is how you do everything. So when I learn about something new, I infatuate myself with it. Like I immerse myself with it. So what I mean by that is I was literally, if I wasn't in class or doing something that pertained to school, I was learning everything I could possibly learn about wholesaling real estate. Whether it was watching a podcast like we're doing right now, whether it was reading a book, whether it was going to a real estate meetup, I was just basically putting myself in every room I could be in. So what happened? I ended up buying a course. So I don't know if you know Brent Daniels. Shout out to TTP. No, Brent Daniels.
I don't know who that is.
He in Arizona. He's a good dude, big in the wholesaling space. End up buying his course because I wanted like the step-by-step, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. I knew I did enough research to where I knew, okay, if I got the right blueprint, I could get the results quick and I could drop out of school. It was my goal. Like, all right, let me drop out of school. And I remember this is like July of 2018, like summer 2018. I was like, all right, if I close five wholesale deals and make $20,000 by January, I'm dropping out of school. I'm done. That's my goal. So I wrote that down. And I bought his course with all the money that I made in the glass business. I spent $4,500 on his course. I think that was everything I had. I was like, I don't care. Just this while I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? So spent all that money. And he just gave me the step-by-step. Like, this is the first thing you do. This is the second thing you do. This is the third thing. All the way down into a deal. So I followed those steps every single day. And what I can say is what's funny about whenever you like starting something new or you on the road to success or you trying to get to a breakthrough, a lot of people quit because they feel like they're not getting anywhere. But the people that end up getting somewhere feel the same things that y'all feeling. Like I felt like, man, I don't know when this go. I don't know if this gonna work. I don't know when it's gonna work, but I know it gotta work. Like, I'm gonna just keep doing it until it works. I'm not quitting. You know what I'm saying? So if you could just get out of your head that it might not happen in a week, it might not happen in 2 weeks, but if you keep putting in those reps, you're gonna get to the result, then you can't lose. And I learned in the glass business that every person that told me no, that they did not want me to repair their windshield, it mathematically, scientifically mean that I was closer to the person that tell me yes. Mm-hmm. So that same thing in real estate, every person that hung up in my face that told me no, they don't want to sell their property, I'm like, shit, I'm happy. I bet. Because that means
you're getting closer.
It's a fact that I'm closer to the next person. So eventually I ran into somebody that was the numbers made sense. And October 19, 2018, I closed my first wholesale deal for $32,000. And I dropped out. I left
college. You said fuck school?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. And I'm going to tell you how I did it. I'm an honest student. Like, I'm talking 3.9, 4.0 GPA. Like, I literally had like 2 B's my whole time in college. I had 1 C. One C, but like literally an honest student. I was going to go to law school because I was going to be a sports agent. I at first, you know, for NFL, basketball, I had all those dreams, y'all. Like, I'm going to go to the NFL. That ain't work. You know, I got homies that's going to go to the NFL. All right, cool. I'm going to go be a sports agent. You know what I'm saying? But then I ran into this real estate thing. But, bro, I was doing well in school. I got scholarships. My parents, like, it broke their heart. They was like, my mom, like.
Like, what you doing?
Yeah, like. Nobody else graduating our family. Like, we didn't want, like, I'm trying to live through you, son. Yeah. Your brother damn sure not going. We knew he wasn't going to college. Since like, she like, I know this ain't happening, so get me my degree. Like, you literally, I think I was 26 hours away. Like, I was literally a year and a half, but, bro, it's just like.
Once you saw that first check, it was
I couldn't sit there.
Yeah, you was like,
I couldn't sit there. It was like, bro, I'm going all in with this. I'm putting everything I can into this. And school at that point became a distraction to me.
So let's talk about the steps of wholesaling, right?
Yep.
First of all, what is wholesaling for those who may not know?
Yep. So that's a good question. So, y'all, I'm going to put it in simple terms. I'm going to put it in layman's terms for you. Wholesaling is flipping property on paper. I'm going to say it again. Wholesaling is flipping real estate on paper. And it's literally that, because basically, as a wholesaler, well, in order for a wholesale transaction to go down, you need 4 main parties, all right? You need yourself as the wholesaler. Everybody, y'all need to be writing this down. You need the wholesaler, that's you. You need the property owner, the seller, somebody that owns the property, the real estate. You need a title company, and you need a buyer. That's the 4 main parties you need whenever you want to do a wholesale deal. So basically, as a wholesaler, we're flipping property on paper, and we are the plug in real estate. So whenever y'all think the word plug, what that mean? They could get it for the low. They got something that everybody else don't have. So the wholesalers are the plug in real estate. Matthew mentioned, I haven't done many wholesale deals, but I've bought many deals from wholesalers. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, a lot of investors rely on wholesalers to bring them the best deals in the market. So we'll get into it in a little bit. I think that'll be your next question. What are the steps you take? But basically,
that's exactly my next question.
Yep, exactly. So before I say that, what I'm going to say is basically you got those 4 main parties. We specialize in finding the best real estate deals, the juiciest deals, the deals with the most meat on the bone in the market. We put those under contract. So we put it under contract with intent to buy that property. But we don't actually put up the money. We don't buy the property. What we do is we mark our contract up. So if I put a property under contract for $100,000, I have the intent to buy that property for $100,000. But what I'm going to do is, hey, I know my friend Matthew is looking for properties. I'm going to say, hey, Matthew, I got this property at 123 Main Street. I got the contract rights for it, and I'll sell it to you for $110,000. Matthew, check out the property. And he like, oh, Abram, this a go. This is exactly what I was looking for. Cool. So then I assign my contract, my rights to purchase that deal to Matthew for a $10,000 fee. And whenever we close, Matthew brings $110,000. I take the $10,000. The seller, the property owner, takes the $100,000, and Matthew takes the asset, which is the property. I didn't have to buy it. I didn't have to have any licenses, credentials, credit, none of that.
Y'all got that in the comments? Type yes or no in chats if you got that in comments, man. So what are some of the tools, right? Because, you know, people always want to get into real estate.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, yo, we ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, a couple people saying, no, they ain't got that. Like, what don't you got, Chris P? I thought that was like a really clear explanation. I'm not sure, Chris P.
I'll try to get as clear as I can with it.
Chris, ask a question. We'll answer it, right? But like, well, wholesaling, right? A lot of people want to get, like I said, run it back. When you get into a wholesaling.
It's the replay, huh?
Right. Basically, you're going to have to rewind this. Like, when you get into wholesaling, like, what are some, you don't need no money technically, but what are some of the tools that someone new getting into wholesaling?
Yeah.
What are some of these tools that they need to have at their disposal to make their life a lot easier?
Yep. So what I'm going to say is wholesaling is a marketing game, y'all. I don't want y'all to get it confused. A wholesaler is not a real estate investor. That's why a wholesaler is a wholesaler and a real estate investor is a real estate investor. So I want y'all to understand that wholesalers are in the people's business. So we're good at finding people that are in situations that need to sell their property. So if I need to find somebody, if I need to get in contact with somebody, what's the quickest way? The cell phone. So when it comes to marketing, we need to get in front of the people that, let me put it like this. If you have 100,000 properties in your city, right now I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's imagine that there's 100,000 homes in Nashville, Tennessee. And out of those 100,000 homes, let's say 10 to 15% is what we call a motivated seller or a distressed property. So 10 to 15,000 people are in a situation where they will sell their property and they will sell it at a discount. So they're not going to try to sell it for 100% of value because the property may need some work. They may need to sell it quick. They may be in a situation where they need to move states. So with me knowing that 10 to 15,000 people may want to sell their property at a discount, then now I could go to websites like listsource.com and propwire.com. Now, this the game right here. This is what y'all need to write down, clip it up, replay it, whatever it is. Listsource.com and propwire.com are data providers that I've used to close 90% of my deals. So the couple hundred deals that Matthew spoke about at the beginning of this meeting, the website that I just gave y'all is where I build my marketing list. That's where I get my data. So you could go to these websites and build lists of people that own properties in your backyard. So there are certain ways that we refer to these lists. If someone has high equity, that means they're in a situation where if they sell their property, they're going to make a bunch of money. So I could go to ListSource and say, I want the data of every person that has 50% equity in their property in my market. And then I'll be able to get their first name, last name, their property address, and their mailing address. Okay? That's very important for me to get that information because now once I get that information, I could shoot it off to another, I could go to this other website called dataflick.com. There's another, y'all write it down.
Dataflick.com, y'all.
Dataflick.com. I'm literally giving y'all the step-by-step blueprint. I'm going to back it up again. Somebody said run it back last time. So propwire.com, you could get free data. So free. You ain't even going to pay money for it. ListSource.com, you go pay a little bit of money for it. Still very inexpensive. But I could go to propwire.com or listsource.com to build a high equity absentee list. Okay? So once I build that list and purchase it, I have X amount of records with data of people's first name, last name, the subject property, and their mailing address. Once I have that data, I go to dataflick.com and I skip trace that record. So skip tracing basically just means Dataflick is going to do some damn investigating work and they're going to give me their phone number. All right. So now once I got their phone number, I upload it to a predictive dialer called calltools.com.
Calltools.com.
Calltools.com. This is the trifecta right here. This is all y'all need. Like, y'all don't even need nothing else after this. I just want y'all to start putting in the reps. So you get your list, you get the phone numbers to your list, and then you use calltools.com, and that predictive dialer will call the list for you. So with calltools.com, you can make 150 dials per hour. It's called cold calling, y'all. All yeah. y'all have y'all phones in y'all's hands.
Yo, that's so old school using y'all. You got me. I'm over here laughing behind the scenes, right? Because
yeah.
when I first came into business, it wasn't all of the shit that we have now.
Yeah.
There was no Instagram. There was no Facebook. YouTube started. Like, I got in the business 03, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I did was smile and dial.
Yeah.
So when the technology started coming and we was able, yo, to put the dialer systems that we used to have wasn't in like the computers. They were like old school like machines.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy.
So it was still manual.
It was still manual a little bit, but then when technology grew probably like 05, 06, and it got a little better, then it was like the softwares. Mm-hmm. And yo, we used to upload the list. Bung, like you said, 100
get through 2,000 people a
week.
A day.
You can get through that shit in a week, easy. Yeah. Like, Bung, you smiling and dialing, you know. So just to hear you say that, I'm like, damn, I haven't been on a predicted dialer system in a very long time.
And it's the same thing, bro. Like, it's boring. It's not the sexy thing that everybody talking about on Instagram, because y'all, there's 9 ways to skin a cat. There's 1,000 ways to find a real estate deal. That's just one strategy. But that happens to be the most direct and most inexpensive strategy for you to start with. I don't recommend somebody to try to get into digital marketing starting off, because you will blow your budget quick, especially if you don't know what you're doing. They got companies like Open Door and Mark Spain spending $100,000 in your market. Mm-hmm. You know, so whenever somebody type in Google, they want to sell their house, they gonna see 10 other companies, 15 other companies before they see yours. You see what I'm saying? So I want y'all to go direct to the seller. I want y'all to get on the phone, cold call, learn what it feel like to get cursed out and told no. Learn what it feel like to, you know, talk to build a pipeline of 10 plus people that you following up with, you know what I'm saying? And until they become deals, because that's how you build, you know, a business with, we're just talking about foundation. You know what I'm saying? So everybody in this age where you want the microwave success, but like anything that I've gotten super quick and easy, it never really was something that was meaningful for me. You know what I'm saying? Everything that like I had to really, really work hard to do, like that first deal that I talked about, it turned into something way bigger than I could even imagine. You know what I'm saying? Because I really earned my stripes with it. So y'all, like, go to propwire.com, listsource.com, pull a high equity absentee list, go to dataflick.com, get the phone number, go to calltools.com, upload the list, and like Matthew said, smile and fucking dial. Smile and dial, bro. And like for my people that say, I work a job or I'm in college, learn how to be proactive instead of reactive. Mm. And what I mean by that is they got people like Grant Cardone, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos out here. You not busier than none of them. You not busier than Donald Trump. You not busier than Jay-Z, P. Diddy. You not busier than them. So what I need you to do is go on your phone, go on Google Calendar, and look at your schedule 2 weeks in advance, 3 weeks in advance, and start time blocking 2 hours a day, 2 to 3 hours a day, where you're going to spend time reaching out to people to buy their real estate property. Or you can spend time driving around your neighborhood, paying attention to the properties. We call that driving for dollars. Or you can spend that time going to a real estate meetup. The fact of the matter is, you got time. You just need to be proactive instead of waking up every day not knowing what the fuck your next move is.
I agree. I agree. So let me ask you this. So now you got all these tools. Let's name them one more time. There was three tools.
Right? ListSource.com.
ListSource.com.
So PropWire and ListSource is interchangeable.
Okay.
PropWire free though. So you ain't got to spend no money. They're going to give you the data for free.
So PropWire free, ListSource.com.
Yep. And that's in this order, y'all. So PropWire and ListSource is what we going to call this. This is your data building list.
Okay.
This is where you go to build. What's the word I'm looking for? What's like something I can relate it to?
You're going
to
build your pipeline. Yeah, you build your pipeline. This is where you get your leads.
You get your leads, you know what I'm saying? So like, because I know some people confuse like what is an actual lead versus a data record, you know what I'm saying? So like I try to separate them, but basically it's like go and scout your team, go and get your down of your records, your leads, you know what I'm saying? So once you got that list, now I need a way to get in contact with them. You can send direct mail. I don't recommend direct mail because I don't believe in it. I know a lot of people very successful from direct mail. And when you think about it, most people, that trend is starting to change. But most people still, it's a fact, most people that own real estate is older. Like they're boomers. So they do check their mail. They do like look at that. You know, I know younger people like me, we don't even think about mail, you know what I'm saying, as a form of communication. But there's still a big generation that uses mail, and it happens to be the generation that we want to get in contact with. The reason I don't recommend direct mail is because it's just something I haven't done. And I can't really speak on something that I haven't, that I'm not an expert in. So you can send direct mail with your ListSource list because you have their mailing address. But basically, I want to get their phone number because whenever I got their phone number, I could cold call them or I could SMS text them. So there's tools and resources. I ain't going to drop this resource right now because I got one of the best softwares
on
the underground
if they come to your event.
They literally got to be at the event to know the software.
So if they come to the event, and we'll talk about the event in a few.
Yeah.
If they come to the event, you could drop that gems. But we gave them the three or four tools that they need. We gave them the predicted dollar system.
Calltools.com.
Calltools.com.
Dollar. So
how much
now you got the phone numbers, now you start reaching out to them, y'all.
How much is calltools.com monthly?
Calltools is like $130 a month.
Not bad.
And I think you can start with a free trial and get a seat for like $97 a month.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
They run promotions where you could get a seat for like $97 a month. Cheap.
You got all these tools. You're pounding, you're smiling and dialing. You're pounding the phone. You get your lead. Pause. You get your lead. You're ready. You got your seller. How are you pricing out this property, right? Because look, one of the biggest struggles that I see what wholesalers make, especially a lot of new sellers coming into this business, is that they're taking too much meat off the bone because they're trying to make their year in one deal.
Yeah.
Right? Like in a
they
lot of
make their whole year salary.
They're trying to make their whole fucking make 100 bands on one goddamn deal. And it's like, dog, you can't have that take that much meat off the bone. It's not an investment no more. Right.
So what I would say is, this is what I could say, because every wholesaler is not.
Hold on. Before you say that, right? So we got Labe. I love when people come in here talking about this, right? So Labe Paris, XL, love you for the comment.
Yep.
Every single thing, she got all caps. Every single thing you need to wholesale is free, all caps, on YouTube. Don't ever pay for this information, folks. So let me explain something to you, Labe. First of all, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate the love. And you are 1,000% right about YouTube University, Google, the whole nine yards. You can get everything in life for free, but you get what you pay for too. You don't know if that information is credible or not, because some people just be sitting here talking and not really living it, right? So now when you go to events, you join communities, you're around like-minded folks. So everything is free on Google and YouTube, but you still go to college. Right?
Like, yeah, but you don't pay, and
still
again,
pay for college.
You know, and that's the thing. You could go learn how to be a doctor on YouTube.
That's what, but you're not a doctor.
And then that's what I'm saying, Lay. You probably went ate at a fast food restaurant this week. You can learn how to make their food for free too.
But that's what I'm saying.
You pay for convenience. Yeah. You don't just pay for information. You pay for guidance. You know what I'm saying? So like at the end of the day, shit, your chemistry teacher could put a damn textbook and a formula in front of you and you could read it, but that don't mean you know how to apply it. And that's where the person that's done it before comes in and can help cut that learning curve. But yes, you could do it for free.
100%. You could do a lot of things in life for free.
Yeah.
But me personally, I'd rather invest into myself to get the education so I can, because I'm paying for their mistakes.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to go through the mistakes on my own.
Yeah. Nah,
give me the shortcut.
Bro, it's levels to this too. Like, bro, we just talk about wholesaling right now. Like, this applies to every level of anything you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So the mistakes get bigger. You know, 100%. You pay somebody, and like, I don't think wholesaling mentorship is now. I would say this, Lay, there are people that are just charging ridiculous amounts of money for watered down info. I'm gonna be honest with that.
1000% agree.
Wholesaling info, I don't think you should be paying. I paid $25,000 to learn how to build a wholesale business, and I would never tell anybody to do what I did, but I would not change my decision because. Shit, I'm where I'm at, you know, for those relationships that I formed inside of that mastermind. But everything is measured differently. So, yeah, wholesaling, you make a mistake and it might not cost you no money, but let you go try to get into fixing flips or developments without having a mentor and you lose $50,000 or your name on a guarantee next to a loan and your house sitting on the market and you ran out of interest payments and now they calling you saying, what's up, I need my money. And you ain't got no, and now you don't have somebody else to call up that might can help you in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So vet the people that you pay. That's what I would say.
I agree. Look, there's a lot of high ticket items and a lot of things that's happening in the financial literacy space that, you know, a lot of people are spending a lot of money and they're never going to see that money back. They're never going to make a return on that investment. So I can understand when people like, Lay says you don't have to pay for anything. You can get it on for free. I agree with that. You can, but also you have to understand that if you are going to pay for something, do your due diligence on the people that you are looking to join their groups. And there's a lot of affordable communities and meetups and conferences. Like, not every conference is going to cost you $2,000, $3,000 to get in the door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can get into conferences and meetups and shit for $100.
$150 for the triple L.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is very affordable.
As hell.
Very affordable, right? Yeah. This is a very affordable event. So if you're going to come to events and if you are going to join communities and if you're going to buy masterminds and mentorship, yo, just make sure you do your due diligence. That's all. And there's nothing wrong with paying for the information. You just got to make sure it's credible information.
I want to say something too, because I feel like this ain't talked about enough, bro. I think we got to start holding some of these people that's paying for the information accountable. Like, I know.
You about to ruffle some feathers.
I got
to
get on some people's ass, bro, because yes, they got scammers out here, bro. Like, I'm telling you, bro, they done made it. It's starting to feel like a trend more than. Bro, you paid for some shit and expected somebody to do this shit for you. And when you realize that you actually had to work, you want to cop a plea. And what I mean by it is you want to say, they a scammer. And this shit really getting corny to me, dog. Because, bro, in our community, all we do is fight amongst each other. And I'm seeing people's names getting slandered. I'm seeing people, like, reputations, like, getting tarnished. And some of this shit ain't because they scammers. It's because y'all just lazy. Like, bro, and I done seen it with some of the people that paid me. I'm like, bro, I have somebody. This happened literally not too long ago. This guy is inside of my community. And he starts asking me questions, my team. And he's like blowing us up 12 o'clock at night, yada, yada, this and that. And we start asking him, like, have you went through this? Have you went through that? And also on the back end, I can look at what y'all actual access. And most of the people that complain, when I go check the back end, they didn't even look at a single video. They didn't even do anything. They didn't even apply themselves. So it's like, is that person, are we the scammers, or y'all just not doing nothing? And you just expect somebody to hand it to you and give it to you. And I go on record saying there's less scammers out there right now than people that just want a handout.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's more y'all that's just trying to get off because you just want the world to feel sorry for you and you just want your money back because you thought this person you paid was going to be the answer to all your problems when they just was somebody here to guide you and you ain't really take advantage of it. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, I think
there are scammers out there, though.
No, it's definitely a lot of scammers out here, but yeah. But I do agree with you. It's two sides. It's three sides to every story. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's three sides to every story. And I do agree from a consumer perspective, you have to hold yourself accountable, right? If you're going to go into, any of, especially the high ticket world, 10,000, 15,000, 25,000, 50,000. Look, if you spending that type of money, especially for anything real estate, you better make sure you get everything you need out of there because 9 times out of 10, I ain't gonna hold you up. You're not gonna make an ROI on if you pay someone $50,000 to join a real estate mentorship. You're not gonna make that money back because most of the time when people, and I'm saying this from my own experience because I speak to so many people over the past 6 years of being on this internet, most of y'all who are spending this type of money, you're taking out debt. You're borrowing from your 401k. You're getting funding. You're doing credit cards. You're putting yourself more in the hole with interest payments and all this other shit. You're never going to make that money back, right? And I agree with you said, you got to hold yourself accountable. So if you made a choice to go into X, Y, and Z program, you have to hold yourself accountable too. Now, if the people who ran the program just scammed you, they give no information, it's bullshit, I get it. Complain, file your lawsuits, do what the fuck you got to do. But if the information is there and you're just not applying yourself the way it needs to be applied yourself so you can make your ROI, then you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, yo, I didn't do everything I was supposed to do. So I got to kind of take an L, but let me salvage something from this so I can make my money back.
Frank.
Like
it's causing a lot of people in the what we want to call this, the guru world or whatever, overpromise and underdeliver, because now consumers got unrealistic expectations because of people that market that you could do this, this get rich quick stuff. And then when it don't happen, basically the consumers think that was the standard to get into real estate and become a millionaire in 6 months because somebody was saying it online. You know what I'm saying? And now you got people online that's trying to compete with each other and say they could do that so they could get the sale from you. When in reality, most people online know this shit don't happen fast. Like, just go look at the people that you're investing into. Yeah. And look at the work they put in to get to where they at.
Yeah, it takes years.
It takes years. Like, I'm like, people would get on the webinar and see somebody say my story from 2016 to 2024 and look at how long it took them to get to where they at and still believe that they think that they gonna do it in 6 months. And I'm like, that's just ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous. And I agree with Lay is saying here too. It's the gurus I can't stand taking advantage of newbies' ignorance. That's why I say learn for yourself, then get a mentor only for assistance applying the knowledge.
I agree with that
1,000%. Look, I ask people all the time, how much time are you putting into your education weekly? 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours? And like you said, Abram, I look in the back end of my shit all the time and I see, yo, I got all this content and people not even watching it.
Yeah. Like,
but then they want to, when's the new class coming? Like, but you didn't watch the other 40 classes.
Yeah, you didn't watch none of that. And we put real, like I don't know about these.
It takes a lot of time to put this shit together.
Anything I put out, you guys, my camera team, we shooting that shit again. We gonna shoot it 10 times until I feel like it's good enough to go to my people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm holding myself accountable and making sure that I'm going to put in my all to make sure that my community, my audience, my mentees, whoever gets the best experience, then return the favor, and then you will see the results. Because I'm willing to stand on everything I'm speaking on as a fact. Because I did it, and somebody else did it. So that means you could do it. But it might not happen the same exact time as it happened for the other people.
I agree with that. Shout out to Sold by Nicole Real Estate with the super chat. She says, Matt, MG, your classes are lit. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Man, we might have to do a joint class one day, bro.
Let's do it. Yo.
My classes be lit too, man. We get off on it.
Yeah, you know, look, it's all about giving up that information, right? Like, not letting, I tell people all the time, I've done webinars for $25, bro. I don't give a fuck sometimes. Like for me, it's like, yo, if the goal is to help someone buy real estate, I understand paywalls, right? Because people who pay attention, and I get it. And we put a lot of time into curating these classes, putting together these events. These shits cost money, right? But I think it gets to a point where I'm starting to feel that it's just getting ridiculous. Where a lot of these, like, I see all these, and I'm like, yo. And then the people who are buying this stuff, yo, I got people 60, 70 years old, like spending their lives thinking that this is going to help them get to that next level. And it really isn't. So I would just be mindful. Anybody who is out here creating content, selling any type of product, you know, just be mindful that these people look like you who are purchasing from you.
Yep.
Like, these could be your aunties. This could be your mama. This could be your uncle. You know what I'm saying? Your cousins. Just be mindful and be mindful of your prices, because some of these prices, I'll be telling people, like, yo, you spent how much? You could have just went and bought a house.
Yeah, you could have started investing.
Yeah, you could have just bought a house and just made all the mistakes there and just said, fucking figured it out. You know what I'm saying?
You could have started investing. Nah, like, for real. I'm going to be honest. I mean, one of the fire, I'll say one of the dopest pieces of content I've seen you put out, it was actually with Julian. It's that webinar when y'all broke down the 4-3-2-1.
Oh, damn, you took it back, bro. That was yes.
Bro, I watched that webinar. I watched that webinar probably like 3 or 4 times.
That's dope.
And I sent it to a bunch of people.
That's dope.
It was a good webinar because it had the information, but it also had the stories. And whenever you compare informations with real life stories, the application is easier for the people that's spectating, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I think that would
100%, bro. And like, shout out to Julian Gordon too. That's my guy right there. And you know, that's what it's all about. Like, giving, like you said, you watched it three times, you sent to a bunch of people. Like, I don't even be knowing who's on these things, right? I just know it's people who look like me. So if I'm putting 2 hours in, 2.5 hours in, 3 hours in on the webinars, they are doing the same. So I got to make sure I'm not just giving them motivation. I'm not just giving them inspiration. Fuck all that. Take the education and the actual
started this, you just said, hey, make sure you let them know. Like, subscribe. Get them the real, right. Get them the game. Like, tell them the steps they need to take.
Tell them the steps. Give them some game. Give them information. Because for me, my entire platform has been built on just giving you the game. There was no loan officer online like me before I came on the scene talking about how to get approved for loans from banks. Mm-hmm. Like, in my world, they looked at me like I was crazy when I first started this in 2017. Like, yo, what are you doing? Why are you on the internet playing around all day? Like, you got to close some loans. But I'm like, this is going to get me to what I need, right? Mm-hmm. Now, some of those people, they paid me to teach them things, but that's a whole different story, right? but I said, yo, I got to give the information, because the more you give, the more you're going to receive for yourself. And I'm a firm believer in that. So that's why you got to give, bro. Like, I said to you, and anybody who comes on my channel, like, yo, we're going to talk about what you got going on as far as your product, as far as your event. We could talk about all of that, but we got to talk about the information, because the people, I want them to be able to watch this live in a replay and be like, yo, I got to go follow this guy, because he's 26 years old, done over 200 transactions. Now you're building homes. Like, that's not easy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and for someone to do that in just 5 years, that is fucking incredible, bro. So you should be extremely proud of what you've achieved in such a short time frame that many people who've spent 30 years hasn't even achieved that in this business. So that's why I'm good we connected. I'm glad we connected, and I have you on the channel, because I want my people to know, like, yo, who you are. And you're doing this in Nashville, bro. Like, who's in Nashville, bro? Like,
no one even know about Nashville.
No one's even in Nashville, bro.
3 hours from Atlanta. 3 hours, like, we right, all everybody in Atlanta, all on the radar. We under the radar in Nashville.
So let's talk about Nashville real estate real quick, right? Let's talk about Nashville real estate, right? Like, what's going on out there?
So Nashville real estate. I would say that Nashville probably has, if not the most important development going on, top five for sure. So downtown Nashville just announced they've been announced it, but they just broke ground on it. We got $27 billion of development going on the East Bank. So the Tennessee Titans, they getting a brand new stadium. They already broke ground on that. It's a multi-billion dollar stadium with the largest rooftop in the world, in the United States, whatever. And then we got like 30 hotels, condos going up. It's basically a whole new downtown. And on top of that, Oracle, everybody should know Oracle. It's literally like one of the largest companies in the world. Oracle, they're building like an 800,000 square foot of office space campus, and they're making Nashville their world HQ. So that's just like something new, the $27 billion development. But Nashville, like, this crane city over here, like, you go downtown Nashville, that at all times there's like 50 cranes up. So over the last 10 years, the population has doubled here, probably more than doubled. Literally 150 people move here a day. Nashville real estate market probably at least like top five, I mean, the Southeast region, it's Austin and Nashville and Miami that's leading the, you know, Dallas, Austin, Nashville, Miami, Charlotte. That's like the top cities in the Southeast region, and everybody moving here right now. So like all the California money, the New York money, like all y'all people, MG, shout out to you, all your people coming here. Like, they coming to Nashville and they coming here with money. They looking at the people, like these New York and Cali people coming here stepping on the Nashville residents. Like,
that's a fact.
It's sad to see sometimes, but like, man, you come out here coming from California and New York, you got $1 million, you go get something double the size than what your million go get in your market. You know what I'm saying?
100%. So how
is I like that. Like, I want to highlight that. And I knew you were about to say something. My bad.
All right, you go.
Before I forget, I want to highlight that perspective is everything. Because somebody coming from California or New York feel like Nashville is cheap. But somebody coming from like a Louisiana or a flyover state like Milwaukee or something like that, they think that Nashville is expensive. And the people that's in Nashville think it's expensive. So that just like kind of show you that everything is really perspective. Because shit, they got people that love the prices in Nashville, and they got people that's like, this is way too expensive. This isn't sustainable.
No, they're gonna be in for a treat in the next 3 to 5 years because it's only gonna get more expensive.
Nah, bro. It ain't stopping.
It ain't stopping nowhere. It's only gonna continue to go up. Like, I'm sorry, yeah. I hate to break the news to the world. Well, I've been trying to do it for 5 years. No one wants to listen. But it's only going to continue to go up. So get your money up, bro.
I would say this too. What I was going to say, I forgot that fast.
So let me ask you this, right? Because you building homes. How many homes are you building right now?
Right now, I'm building eight.
Eight right now.
I just put another eight in the pipeline.
Another eight. So are you doing teardowns? Are you just buying land and developing land and building from there? Like, what's your strategy?
I'm buying a little bit of all. So teardowns, I specialize in infill. So basically I buy a lot that already had a house on it or has a house on it. I'll tear it down and then I go vertical. I just got one where I got four lots next to each other and I'm gonna put eight of them in a row. So I specialize in infill, but my development career is like really tip of the iceberg compared to like what's my goals with development overall. Okay. I would never be doing this though if it wasn't for wholesaling, y'all. So if anybody wondering, like, wholesaling had to happen. And if you're wondering if I still wholesale to this day, I don't focus on wholesaling, but it's a strategy that I always could do. So with me building a personal brand, with me having students, I get 10 plus opportunities a day, 10 plus deals just sent to me a day. And some of those deals are wholesale or novation opportunities. And shit, I love a quick check, you know what I'm saying? So, but wholesaling had to happen for me to be able to build houses.
I love that, man. I love that. So look, man, I want to talk about, because you got me coming to your event in Nashville, Tennessee. I've never been to Nashville, Tennessee, so I'm hoping you're going to show me a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I like to go outside. I like to have a good time. So I don't want to just see the nice stuff. I want to go to the hood. I want to eat some real authentic.
I would try to put you in the hood, but your boy was like, we ain't doing that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, not to rest my head. Not to rest my head.
We ain't doing that.
Yeah. Nah, we walking around heavy sometimes. So, nah. we got to be put up in nice. Safety first, my brother.
Yeah, I got you.
But I want to be outside. I want to go to the hood. I want to eat good food. I want to go to the club. Like, I want to be outside in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
But, yo, let's talk about a little bit about your event. I'm, as a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to share my screen. Right? I'm going to share my screen.
You know, it's fight night on June 15th.
Oh, that's tank, a Tyson fight?
Tank fight.
Oh, tank fight that night? Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just doing a fight party.
Let's do it. Say less. Say less. Sorry.
Yeah, Tank Benavidez is gonna be a good card too.
You can see
one of the best cards I've seen.
You can see my screen?
Yeah, I can see it.
All right, so let's talk about your event since I'm up here, man. I'm on your link right now.
Yes, sir. So Triple M War Room. Triple M stand for Money Making Mindset. Yes, we live in a virtual world, but it ain't nothing like that in-person feel, y'all. So we threw our first Triple M War Room event a year ago. That event had like 12 people there. it really was like a mastermind. It wasn't an event that we started opening up tickets. But if you scroll back up to the top, MG, keep scrolling. Right there. That second picture. That was our next event. That picture with us right there on that W rooftop.
Okay.
So obviously we grew. You see with all us standing there, obviously we grew.
Yeah.
And then our last event, which was our largest event at the W, we had like, I don't know, like 150, 175 people there.
Nice.
It grew. And that was the first time I had like a full stage of speakers at the event. And what I realized is this is what got me so far in my career, was going to these events. And like, what I'm about to say gonna sound weird. Y'all, the information is not the number one thing, y'all. I'm gonna say it again. The information is not the number one thing. Like, yes, you have to learn the information, but as humans, seeing and believing is the number one thing. So whenever I went to these events and I could talk to people that's closed deals, that's developing, that's actually doing it, that could tell me about the mistakes they made, that's what like gives you that confidence. I call it borrowed belief and borrowed confidence, to where now you going into it and like you get this sense of like, I'm gonna do it. Like, I'm gonna make it work. Like, it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So like, you can't really get that on a Zoom call like you get it at an event. So like the Triple N War Room, yes, we have great speakers pull up to our event. We got MG pulling up. We got Ed Klein. We got Chris Senegal. We got a lot of people pulling up. I can't even think of all the speakers. We got a full speaker lineup.
Man, you got a whole itinerary on his website I'm seeing right here. On Thursday.
Yeah. So the VIP day gonna start on Thursday. Of course, like if you VIP, then you gonna be around other people that pay VIP. It's a more intimate experience. You get more hands-on approach with me, my team. Some of the speakers pull up the VIP day also, and then we gonna do a live project tour, and then we gonna kick it later that night. And it's a higher level of network and it's special seating at the actual event day. Then we lead into the event. But like I was saying, like, yes, the speakers go come and they go kill it. Like, they go drop information. And whenever we pick our speakers, we make sure we hit y'all from different angles. So we got guys that's going to come talk about development. We got guys that's going to talk about lending. We got guys that's going to talk about mortgages. We going to have people that talk about pretty much everything that you need in real estate. But I also want y'all to understand about who's going to be on. I want y'all to think about who's going to be on the left, the right, the front, and back, because the audience is going to be very important for you also, because I'm going to put it like this. I went to InvestFest last year, MG. Bro, they got people that I'm still like they got people I'm real life locked in with literally from going to that event, y'all.
Word.
And it's every single event that I go to, I find at least one to two people that I build a relationship with that we might not even do direct business and make money. Stop making money the first goal of everything, y'all. Like, that's another hack I could give you. Like, if you go into every relationship thinking of a transaction, then it's going to be a transaction. It's not going to be a relationship. So, right. Like, some of these relationships is not direct business, but let's say it like this. Chris Senegal comes speak at my last event. Boom, me and him start getting locked in. He posts the event. MG, you see his post and say, hey, what's going on here in Nashville?
That's a fact.
Chris go, hey, let me put you in contact with my guy, Abram. And then boom, now you come and speak at the event.
That's a fact.
That's exactly
how it happened too.
It was at the event that happened. You know what I'm saying? The last one. So like, you got to understand that like building genuine relationships, like the stuff that you want is gonna come. But like, you gotta sometimes learn how to like attack things in an indirect way.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold you up, bro. I'm looking at this Friday lineup and I'm looking at my flight at the same time on my phone. I'm like, damn, I don't get to Nashville till like 4:30 Friday. And I'm looking at this event. Yo, you got some, you got Christina up here. You got Chris up here speaking. Yo, you got a lot of people, bro, on this.
Yeah.
Friday looks action-packed. Let me look at Saturday, because I'm assuming
Saturday dope too. Now, Keith is not supposed to be on Saturday, so that's a typo.
Damn, you got a
Welby. Welby going right before you.
You put me after Welby. Thank you.
This was the conversation. I don't know. I don't know how MG coming for this event. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But I tell you one thing: Welby is gonna fire. Welby gonna have him.
Nah, Welby gonna, he gonna put his shit on.
Yeah, so, Welby gonna have them on the end of their seat. So I'm like, Welby gonna fire their ass up, and then somebody gonna come in right after and fire their ass
hey,
up. Hey,
back to back home runs. Let's
back
go.
To back. Oh man.
Back to down. Let's go.
Nah. Visit that conversation. Huh?
Saturday looking heavy. You got up there. You got a lot of people. What you said? Say that again.
I said you didn't catch that.
Nah, I didn't.
We can't revisit that conversation from last time we was on IG Live, huh?
Go ahead.
Who
ahead, bro.
Who you got up now?
Yo, it don't even matter, bro. I'm coming out here to crush it.
No, nah, I'm talking about the damn Drake and Kendrick. When you said back to back, I said, "Oh man."
Oh yeah. Kendrick definitely hit him with the back to back. Yo, it was so crazy. I think that was right after we had that live that he just went.
Literally,
crazy.
It was that day.
Like that day, right?
Yeah, it was like that day. It was Thursday night. It was Friday night. It was the day after.
Nah, this lineup is looking serious, man. So look.
Yep. So we got early bird. We got virtual. I mean, we got journal. Damn, let me get my words right. We got general admission for 150, y'all. We got VIP for 500, and we got ultra VIP for 1400, 1490, 1500. So with the ultra VIP pass, we start on June 13th. We do a workshop in my office, and then we do the live project tour. So. I mean, shit, if you asking is VIP worth it, then just ask, is it worth it to go on live real estate projects, to get a hands-on approach with the workshop, to meet some of the speakers that's at the event in person, where they gonna have more time? Because I'm gonna be honest, bro, they ain't go, like, at the end of the day, you gotta be respectful. Like, these speakers gonna be talking to multiple people at this event, you know what I'm saying? So whenever you pull up VIP, you definitely get more time than if you general admission. But either way, it's going to be a dope experience for everybody that's in the room.
Yeah, nah, bro. I'm looking forward to this, man. This lineup is looking real tough. At least I'll be in town for this Ultra VIP mixer meet and greet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to, you know, I get in at 4:30, so it gives me enough time to go to the telly, get my life together, and pull up on y'all.
That's what we was doing when you commented on Chris.
At the mixer.
We was at the meet and greet. We was at the mixer.
Now I'm looking forward to this, bro. This looks like a definitely heavy hitting event. I'm putting the link in the chat for everybody. I got it on the screen right now. Everybody go sign up. If you've never been to Nashville, Tennessee, pull up. Come learn about the local real estate market out there. Plus, you got a whole bunch of heavy hitters on the ticket as well. I'm looking forward to just really seeing Nashville and seeing some of these projects and, you know, just really being hands-on with this, man. So I'm excited about this, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm excited too, bro. I'm excited, shit. We got a lineup, bro. We got a lineup. And then it's at the soccer stadium. Soccer stadium got a good view of the city. So it's going to be dope. It's going to be a real good experience.
Nah, that's fire, yo. So triplemmethod.com. Go to triplemmethod.com. Sign up. Get your ticket today. We've been on this for a little bit over an hour now, bro. So let's wrap this up.
And hey, let me say one more thing.
Go ahead.
For anybody that's just like thinking, is this an event for them? You don't have to be in real estate to get, to get value from this event. So if you work a 9-to-5, you will get value from this event. If you are somebody that's in a place where you're looking for your next step, you will get value from this event. I'm going to put it like this. 99% of millionaires own real estate. So whether you learn how to make your money as a hairstylist or you learn how to make your money as a damn e-commerce, whatever, eventually, if you want to learn how to protect your money or grow your wealth, it's probably gonna be related to real estate in some way. You know what I'm saying? Even if you somebody that's looking to buy your first house, we literally, our headline speaker is a mortgage broker. You know what I'm saying? So this event is gonna cover so many different topics in real estate that pretty much anybody will get value from this. So if you somebody that's feeling like this might not be for me, I'm not directly in real estate, like, you wrong. Like, you will get value from being in the room. Just, you know what, who's gonna be there that can provide you value. And that's why we got the lineup, we got the itinerary and everything for y'all to check out.
Yo, TripleMMethod.com. Y'all pull up on that, go to the website. I'm gonna put the link in the description of this video as well. And I agree, yo, Lay, you've been in this comments heavy. I don't know who the hell you are, but make it to Nashville, Tennessee. We want you in the building, Lay. So we're gonna give you a top general mission ticket. Come to Nashville, Tennessee.
Pull up. She
because you've been.
And
you've
I
been,
can tell you this.
You've been active.
MG, I didn't let you know this, but you got 10 tickets for anybody that want to pull up with you.
Oh, I got 10 tickets.
You got 10 tickets.
I didn't even know that. Are these general admission or VIP?
Yeah, general admission.
Yeah. Okay.
Now VIP, they might come in with an MG discount, but it ain't gonna be free. It might be like a little, you know, a 10 or 15, but
say less. I get you.
You know, 10 people that want to pull up with you, boom, you got that. So just let your people know to DM you MMM or MG or Jim, whatever is your keyword that people DM you. And then I'm gonna send that code to you.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put this for my community only, right?
If
you started my Mortgage Academy, right? And you want to come to this event in Nashville, Tennessee? You got to be a part of the Mortgage Academy. And you know what? I'm gonna put a post in the group today.
Okay.
And you send me the link and everything like that. And first come, first serve.
Yep.
So that's how we're going to do it. So if you guys are in the community, we got 10 general admission tickets, Nashville, Tennessee. When is this? June 14th, 15th, right?
Yep. June 14th and 15th.
Look, it's a 2-day event. Mortgage Academy members, it's only 10 tickets. Please don't get a ticket if you ain't coming.
If you ain't pulling up.
Please.
I was just about to say that.
Please, because that ticket can go to someone else. All right. So Lay, I'm not sure if you in the community or not, Lay, but you've been active in here. So DM me, Lay, and then I'll give you a ticket. And then everybody else, if you're part of the community, boom. That's how we do it. All
right, sir.
Tell them how to find you, bro.
All socials, Abram Mitchell _. If y'all go on YouTube, type in Abram Mitchell. Y'all see me on there. Y'all see my podcast. We got 30 episodes. Got some real dope podcast episodes. And that's it. TikTok, Instagram, Abram Mitchell _. Y'all see me, y'all see me on there dropping free game.
Look, follow my brother. Lay, you will have to DM me on Instagram. So you got to get an Instagram account or something like that and DM me, because I don't know. YouTube don't have DMs. So I don't know, Lay. You got to figure this one out. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink it.
We'll just talk about that earlier. Look, MG, shout out to you, bro. Appreciate you having me on there.
No doubt, bro.
You know, means a lot. So,
no, this shit is crazy, though, because you said a few things on here. I don't mean to cut your wisdom off, but you said a few things that, like, really caught my attention today. You was like, you was on the 4321 webinar. Nigga, that was 2021.
Yeah.
I remember when we did that, right? That was 2021, 2022. That was 2 to 3 years ago. So just to see, like, yo, from you participating in the webinar, right, to now you've been to a Vest Fest, to now you're on my channel, to now you're doing your own events, you're growing your own brand. Like, you just went viral last week, got another 20,000 followers on Instagram in a week. Like, yo, hard work and dedication. And like you said earlier, like, you never know. When you in these rooms and you networking with people and you get in the right rooms and you have value proposition, you never know where, because it's 6 degrees of separation, right? So you never know, that person next to you might have somebody else in their shit, in their circle, that might be the right connect for you for something, right?
I call it networking across.
Networking across.
Instead of networking up.
I like
that. Learn how to network across, y'all. Like, you might not get to LeBron by going straight to LeBron, but you might could go to InvestFest and see Rich Paul.
But you know what we call that? Attacking the perimeter.
Yeah.
Right?
Same thing.
Attacking the perimeter. You know what I'm saying?
To the Triple M event, you might see MG there.
You know, and you might not, you might not get to MG, right? But you,
you might not get to MG.
But my man P, my road manager, will be there.
All right. Hey, so holla at P. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So you never know.
Like, I like that. Attack the perimeter.
You gotta attack the perimeter, bro. I mean, how you think we getting all these billionaires on stages, right? It's attacking the perimeter. Mm-hmm. You know, Sean talks about this all the time, about networking, the keys to networking and shit like that. And it's very true, man. When you get inside of these events and these rooms, and especially like when it's an event curated specifically for what you want. Like, see, InvestFest is a conglomerate of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this Triple M, real estate.
It's real estate.
So mm-hmm. everybody in this building is an owner, investor, or potential.
Yeah.
We all got the same goals, mm-hmm. and that's to build wealth for real estate. So you want to be in these rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that lineup is fire, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah. You got want me to do my real estate. I used to do real estate events in 2019, and I did a couple classes, small classes, like 50 people last year. Mm-hmm. But like, as I'm now starting to go to these events, like, because InvestFest is crazy. 20,000 people, 15,000 people.
That's crazy. That's
fucking, it's madness, bro.
That's right? Down rolling loud.
Like, yeah, bro, it's madness. It's a sold out basketball game, basically, right? Yeah. Like, it's crazy. But when you have 150, 200 people, 50 people, 75 people in these classes, and these, like, yo, you can really connect.
Yeah, the connection, bro.
I'm
telling you, dog. Bro. I wish you was not even I wish, because you about it. I mean, we always up the scope, you know what I'm saying? But like, man, bro, it's something about our events that just
Senegal.
My parents come.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it's a whole thing. Like, my parents come to town. You go, when you see my people, you gonna be like, all right, because I ain't got no people. All right, you 45, my dad 49. So like, This age of 45 and 49 year olds is not the last age. Like,
no. Yeah, we cool. We're not old.
Yeah, this generation not old. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
You gonna see my people kicking it hard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And no, like, that's not supposed to be.
I love that part of the event. It ain't all work. Like, it's gonna be a time for us to network, have fun. I'm gonna tell you this: the club network. It'd be better than the down, like, shit. I done seen some people grab a few drinks and they down best friends, BFFs, at my event. Like, I'm like, damn, I done threw this event. And it's crazy to see, like, as we keep throwing more events, people come back, and people come back that met each other at our previous events. That. And they kept in contact with each other, you know what I'm saying? Welby on here.
Shout out to my bro at my best.
Shout out to Welby. Yes, sir, my dog.
I'm so
Welby connected with people at my last event that he doing business with.
Of course, Welby, because he know how to network. He know how to move and shake. You know what I'm saying? And like, yo.
And he humble.
Oh, yo, let me tell you something about Welby. Real talk, man. Welby's my brother, yo. I rock, yo. From the day me and Welby met 5 years ago, 6 years, we've been locked in, bro. And this guy has helped me so much over the years. Like, ain't never wants no credit for nothing. Like, yo, he's just such a down-to-earth dude. Like, and if you really,
humble,
like,
bro.
If you got the opportunity to really, like, break bread with Welby, have dinner with him and chill and just, like, really speak to that man, like, he's a real genuine brother, man. Like,
yeah.
I really rock with Welby. I rock with his twin. Real genuine.
That's where I met him at.
At the event. Oh, InvestFest.
Yo, I'm giving y'all the blue.
Yo, shout out to InvestFest, man. Go to InvestFest.
I met him at InvestFest. And he wasn't no stuck up. Like, he seen me, and he wasn't one of those dudes that act like he ain't never seen me. You know what I'm saying? So when he seen me, it was automatic. Welby was like, bro, I know you. I've been seeing you on the ground. Like, let's link up. You know what I'm saying? Let's exchange info. Let's connect. You know what I'm saying? And like, boom, it was like an instant genuine relationship. So y'all go get in rooms and y'all go feel like you messed up on networking. I done that a million times. I still do it to this day. Like, and the only reason I say that, y'all, is because I want y'all to stop looking at MG or me or Welby or whoever like a damn superhero. Like, bro, the only thing that separate us and you is that we get up and do it every day. And if we mess up, we find out a new way to do it, or we fix our mistakes, whatever it is. So like, anything that y'all hear us speaking on, we qualified to speak on it because we not only done it, but we've messed it up. You know what I'm saying? So like, stop like putting too much into like y'all mess ups or L's. Like, you have to mess up in order to get it right. You have to, yo.
Word. Word, man. Yo, shout out to you, bro. Shout out to Welby. Looking forward to being in Nashville. Make sure you guys go get your tickets. Let me see if I can still post this link in the comments. Yep, go to triplemmethod.com. Pick up your tickets. If you're part of the Academy, I'm going to post the link and everything. We only got 10 tickets. Lay, who was in the comments, MG the Mortgage Guy on Instagram, DM me. I'll get you a ticket as well. All right, y'all. So we out of here. Make sure you download us on Rant on all podcast audio outlets, wherever you listen to. Rate it 5 stars. Leave a review. Share it with 10 people. And you never know. I might come back live tomorrow with another special guest. Who knows, right? I'm in a good mood this week. All right. So, Abram, I appreciate you. Make sure you tap in with my brother, Abram. Go to his Instagram, AbramMitchell_ on Instagram and all platforms. And go to triplemmethod.com. Let's go. Yes, I appreciate sir. Y'all, man. We out of here. Peace. Yeah, nah, that.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.